This afternoon, we'd like to see the title of a watchman in Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 12 through 27. Before starting the Word of God, let's see three questions. Number one, in verse 12, you see them, T-H-E-N. What is after them in context? Number one, in verse 12, you see or you observe then, T-H-E-N, word, what is after then in context of chapter 3. Number two, what does blurt mean in verse 18? What does blurt mean in verse 18? The question three, last question, how can you define prophecy from this chapter 3. How can you define prophecy from this chapter? Ezekiel the prophet prophesied for 22 years during 592 through 570 before Christ. Ezekiel by himself was carried away as one of the captives to Babylon country by Babylonian armies in 597 before Christ. In 586 before Christ, finally, the Judah nation will be destroyed completely by Babylon. Ezekiel's ministry was very faithful, but he had no fruit. Why? Because Israel people have a hard-minded, hard heart. Israel people, they didn't want to listen the word of God delivered through Ezekiel the prophet by the Lord. Verse 12 said, then the Spirit lifted me up, and I heard behind me great thunderous voice. Here then we should see previous verse 11, and go get to the captives, to the children of your people, and speak to them and tell them, thus says the Lord God, whether they hear or whether they refuse. Basically, God commanded to Ezekiel, the prophet, go to your people as captives by Babylonian country, then deliver my word to Israel people, whether they hear or whether they refuse. Then, after then, the Spirit lifted me up, or the Spirit led Ezekiel the prophet, and I heard behind me a great thunderous voice. So Ezekiel the prophet listened to rumbling sound, like a very stony sound, like a vision, spiritual vision. Ezekiel the prophet saw the spiritual vision and the sound like a great thunderous voice. Then blessed is the glory of the Lord from his place. Praise the glory of the Lord from his place. His place meaning the Lord's place. I also heard the noise of the wings of the living creatures. Living creatures which are angels, so probably cherubims, that touch it one another or brushing against each other, touching one another, and the noise of the wheels beside them, and a great thunderous noise. Ezekiel the prophet saw big vision. So like living creatures, angels show up. You know, angels is running, you know, with the wolves. Then also big, you know, voice, like a thunderous storm voice. Then so the spirit lifted me up and took me away. Spirit led Ezekiel the prophet away, and I went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit. In verse the previous verse, chapter 3, first time Ezekiel received the word of God as sweet, like honey. But here, he went in bitterness. He felt in bitterness. Why? Revelation chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, John also received the word of God first time in his mouth. It is sweet, but in his stomach, he felt bitterness. Likewise, why did Ezekiel the prophet feel bitterness? Because his people, Jewish people, the heart was hardened. Jewish people didn't want to listen to God's word. Therefore, Jewish people will receive God's judgment through Babylonian invasion soon. That's why Ezekiel the prophet felt in bitterness, also in the heat of my spirit. In the heat of my spirit means in bitterness. But, however, Ezekiel the prophet might be discouraged because he saw his people to be judged by God through Babylon. So, but the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. So the hand of the Lord was on Ezekiel the prophet strongly. So the hand of the Lord is holding Ezekiel the prophet strongly. Whoever minister. So basically, which means the Lord encouraged Ezekiel to continually deliver the word of God to his people. So whoever ministers to the Lord or to the sheep of the Lord, sometimes they might be discouraged through circumstances, a lot of things, but they should make sure of that the hand of the Lord is strong upon them. So that word of God really encourages the ministers to keep on continual ministry to the Lord. Then I came to the captives at Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv means tell, mound. Aviv means corn, mound of a corn. Tel Aviv, who dwelt by the river Keba. Keba is 200 north miles from the city of Babylon, today called as Baghdad. And Keba was a tributary river of Euphrates River. The city of Babylon had two big rivers. One is west side Euphrates River. Right side is Tigris River. So right here, left hand side is Euphrates River, tributary river called as Keba. So Israel people, Jewish people, as captives, were carried away on the Tel Aviv or by the river Kibar by Babylonian country. So Babylonian country invader. So they want the Israel people for slavery. So the Ezekiel was won over captives. So Ezekiel was there. So I sat where they sat. Ezekiel rode the same boat over Jewish people as captives. So whoever ministered to the Lord, the first step, they should understand the lordship's situation. That's very important. Likewise, Ezekiel also was carried away as a captive. Therefore, Ezekiel could understand Jewish people as captives. He suffered the same thing as our Jewish people. So here, I sat where they sat. So in order to minister, first of all, you should understand the people whom you minister to, then compassion might come out. So understanding and compassion is a primary requirement for any ministry to the Lord. So likewise, Ezekiel sat where Jewish people sat on Tel Aviv by the river Kibar. How long? For 7 days in silence. So he had compassion. Ezekiel the prophet had compassion. Right here, remained there astonished. Astonished means overwhelmed. So Ezekiel got overwhelmed by Jewish people as captives carried away to the Babylon. Then, verse 16, now it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came to me. So after 7 days in silence, Ezekiel the prophet stayed with the other Israelites as captives. Then God gave his word to Ezekiel. Then God said, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth and give them warning from me. So God ordained Ezekiel as a watchman. What's the watchman's role or duty, obligation? God said, hear my word. Hear a word from my mouth. Hear a word from God's mouth. Not your mouth, not any other's mouth. So listen to God's word, then warning them, just deliver them. That is tell forth, or deliver forth, or speak forth. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17 now. Thank you. Then when I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hands. This meaning the God commanded to Ezekiel, deliver my word, speak my word forth to Israel people. Otherwise, Israel people's spirit might be dead. So that's called his blood or their blood. So you are liable for spiritual death of Israel people. So God said, his blood I will require at your hand because you did not deliver my word or you did not warn my word to Israel people. That's why Israel people would be dead. So therefore, you are liable for Israel people's blood or Israel people's deaths. So blood is a symbol of death, you know, or physical death or spiritual death. Yet if you warn the wicked and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. If you warn God's word to Israel people, but the Israel people were dead in their wickedness, at that time, the Israel is no liable for Israel people's blood, Israel people's spiritual deaths. Verse 20, again, when a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity or evil or sin, and I lay a stumbling block before him, which means God allowed a stumbling block before the righteous man, he shall die because you did not give him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered, but his blood I will require at your hand. If Ezekiel the prophet did not warn God's word to the righteous man which means who doesn't commit the sin yet, but the righteous man committed a sin, then he will die because of his sin. In that case, God will ask his blood, you know, to Ezekiel, because Ezekiel the prophet did not warn God's word to the righteous man. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man that the righteous should not sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live, because he took warning. Also, you will have delivered your soul. But if you warn the righteous man, so therefore righteous man will live, because he accepted God's warning. Also, you will live, because God wouldn't ask you, require you for his blood, because the righteous man is not dead, so he's alive, so no blood, no his blood, you know. That's why, you know, you will have delivered your soul. Then the hand of the Lord was upon me. Again, the hand of the Lord was upon Ezekiel there. And he said to me, arise, go out into the plain, and there I shall talk with you. Right here, the God said, I shall talk with you. So Ezekiel, the prophet, so we can see the definition of prophecy right here. God said, I shall talk with you. This one is a mutual talking. God talked with prophet Ezekiel. So the second definition of prophecy, originally prophecy, a Greek word, prophetet. Prophetet meaning the prophet. Prophetet, English word, prophet, originally came from the Greek word in prophet. Prophetet, you know, which means speak for one another, mutual talking. So here, I shall talk with you. So the prophet meaning mutual talking. God talked with the prophet. So the prophet delivered God's word to the audiences. So mutual talk, second meaning right here. Then verse 23, so I arose and went out in the plain, and behold, or look, the glory of the Lord stood there, like the glory which I saw by the river Kiba. And I fell on my face. I fell on my face, meaning spiritual humbleness. Always we need a spiritual humbleness. Why? Because God lift up the humble heart, humble people, but against the arrogant people. So the minister, really, you want to minister to the law, you should be humble spiritually. Like that, I fell on my face. Because you are not working by yourself for His kingdom. God is working through you for His kingdom. So sometimes we got in spiritual blindness because of our prosperity or popularity or strong health. You know, that kind of stuff make us to blind spiritually. So in that case, we want to do by ourselves without the help of God or the power of God. That's a big problem. Ezekiel, right here, I fell on my face. So we see Ezekiel had a spiritual humbleness before the law. Verse 24 through 27, basically, God illustrated the messages by parable actions of Ezekiel. So we can see, you know, this kind of stuff. You know, for example, Moody Dwight. Moody Dwight, the popular evangelist in Chicago. Moody Dwight stood up before liquor bar. That time he covered the sack. Then, you know, inside the sack, you know, so dark. So many people saw the Moody Dwight covered the sack. So the sack itself drew attention from the people. So drinking guy, you know, many people, you know, coming together. Then Moody Dwight, he opened the sack. Then he preached the word of God. You know, inside the sack, and it was so dark. So you are in a spiritual, you know, in darkness right now. So accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Then, you know, you will receive a spiritual lightness, you know, rather than darkness. Likewise, that, you know, in this context, the spiritual entered me, Ezekiel, and set me on my feet and spoke with me and said to me, go shut yourself inside your house. So shut the door of your house, shut into your house, and you, O son of man, surely they will put ropes on you, bind you with them, so that you cannot go out among them. So let people bind me, bind Ezekiel with the rope. Then I will make, God will make Ezekiel's tongue cling to the roof of your mouth, which means stick to the top of a mouth. So Ezekiel's tongue stick to the top of a mouth. So he cannot speak anything. So that you shall be mute and not be one to rebuke them. So he cannot speak anything because his tongue stick to the top of a mouth. For they are rebellious house. But when I speak with you, then, you know, God will open his mouth, speak to you. I will open your mouth. God will open Ezekiel's mouth. Ezekiel the prophet. Right here we can see, open your mouth, like a bubble forth. This kind of Hebrew word Nabi. Nabi meaning bubble forth. Nabi is the prophet. Nabi means a bubble force. Right here, open your mouth. Open your mouth. Right here, we can see the definition of a prophecy is a forth telling. Tell forth. Right here, open your mouth. Whatever God's word, bubble force God's word. Or open your mouth. We can see the one definition of a prophecy right here. Open your mouth. So a person which open his mouth with God's word is called as the prophet, a prophet. And you shall say to them, thus says the Lord God, he who hears let him hear, and he who refuses, let him refuse, for they are rebellious also. So basically God, the prophet, is liable to deliver God's word to the people, regardless audience listen to or not. So there is audience by himself or herself is liable to listen to God's word or not. So the prophet by himself is not liable for audience listening or not. We can apply this truth to here too. So here, let's see each question. In verse 12, you observe then, T-H-E-N, what is after then in context. Verse 11 said, go get to the captives, to the children of your people, and speak to them, and tell them, thus says the Lord God, whether they hear or whether they refuse. So whether or not you hear or not, I must deliver God's word. After then, the Spirit lifted me up, lifted Ezekiel up and I heard. So verse 11, chapter 3, is the answer of question 1. Question 2, what does blood mean in verse 18? Blood means death, spiritual death or physical death. So here, blood means death, spiritual death. So if you did not warn to Israel people, so you are liable Israel people's spiritual death. So blood, what does it mean? Blood, right here, spiritual death. Question 3, how can you define prophecy from chapter 3? So chapter 3, first of all, we see verse 20, the last verse, 27, open your mouth. So we can see, open your mouth. God, you know, told to Ezekiel, I will open your mouth. God will open Ezekiel's mouth. So basically, verbal force, force-telling function, tell force, force-telling function, that's the first definition. Second definition, we can see the verse 22. God said, I shall talk with you, speak for one another. So mutual telling, so tell one another, among one another. There's a mutual talent, second definition. But third definition, not here, but third definition, foretelling of future events, foretelling. There is one example, Ezekiel chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, indeed I, even I, am against you, and will future tense, a future event, will execute judgment. What event? The future event. Judgment in your midst in the sight of the nations. So many Gentile nations look at the fall. The Judah nation will be, will God, God's judgment through Babylon. So execute judgment in your midst. Among you, among Israel people. And I will do among you, I will do, God will do among you what I have never done, and the like of which I will never do again because of all your abominations. So here, the chapter 5, verse 8 and 9, we see foretelling, God's foretelling, will execute judgment in your midst. Therefore, prophecy can define three types. Number one, foretelling. Number two, mutual telling. Number three, foretelling. So we can see, you know, in the Bible, you know, one of them, false telling or mutual, you know, telling, speak for one another, or foretelling of future events. Okay, let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debtors as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
That's good.